Welcome to A Few Good Minutes. I'm Brian Sexton, along with Jaguars defensive tackle Roy Miller, and it's brought to you by Dreamfinders Homes, the official home builder of the Jacksonville Jaguars. We're going to London this week. How do you get comfortable in a small seat? Or do you get one of the big seats up front?
You know, fortunately, they give us the bigger seats, but it's still uncomfortable. It's kind of hard to sleep, knowing that, you know, you just lost pretty much 5 hours of time. You know, as soon as we get there, it'll be, you know, morning time, and we're leaving at like 6 o'clock. So it's a little bit of adjusting, and, hopefully I can just take, you know, maybe Ambien or something like that and just knock out.
Sleep the whole way over. All right, folks, you know how it goes. Five topics, and we'll start with Jacksonville, and in particular, you know, the home you've built here in that locker room with this defensive group, the relationship that you and Sinderik have coming in here 2 years ago. Both of you now have contracts. What is it about that group that makes it such a tight unit?
You know, number one, we put a lot on our shoulders. I feel like Coach Wash does a good job just instilling good values in us, and we hold ourselves accountable, whether it's Andre Branch to Chris Clemons, Sinderik, you know, all of us, we hold ourselves to a high standard. And I think that other guys on the team kind of sense that, and they feel that, and, you know, they feed off of us.
You have some amazing personalities in that group. Jared Odrick, by the way, doesn't diminish that. He just adds to it. Right. I mean, one day you guys are talking politics, and the next you're busting each other's chops. I mean, it's like a band of brothers in there, isn't it?
Yeah, no doubt, man. We got, like you said, a wide range of guys, man, with so many different personalities. And it's interesting. We can have serious conversations. Like you said, the next minute we're talking about each other, laughing at each other, you know, on film or whatever. But at the end of the day, we're brothers. And, you know, I think the one thing we have in common is we work.
I keep coming back to, when I look at turning this thing around here, I keep coming back to your room. Because you've got so many good players, but you got the personalities to willful and turn this thing around almost by the power of your own determination.
Yeah. I think that's what we want to do. Obviously, every single game we go out there and we tell each other in the huddle right before we break down as a team, hey, this D-line is going to carry the defense today, and that's what we plan to do every single week. And so it's definitely something on our minds, and we definitely want to go out there and put the team on our back and just be the older guys, the veterans, the leaders of the team.
Gus is next. Coach is under some fire. That happens when a team isn't winning. I thought it was interesting a few weeks ago, Blake Bortles said, we have to protect our culture. What did he mean by that? What do you think that means?
I think by now we understand the culture. We understand what Gus has brought to us, and he offers us the freedom to desire to get better, to keep each other accountable. We understand what the coach is all about. Coach has put it plain sight for us. Now it's time for us to execute and to hold each other accountable. And that's the part that we're having to go through, playing with, you know, new guys and injured players and such. And so, you know, we feel like we're heading the right way. But like Blake said, it's on us. And I truly feel like that's the case. You know, in every single game, you know, I know I feel terrible, you know, if we lose, because I truly feel like I let Gus down, because, you know, he puts us in position every week, gives us no excuse, you know, to go out there and play at our best. And when we don't, that's what hurts the most.
USA is our next topic. You have a strong affinity for the military. Where'd that come from?
You know, my dad served in the military for 20 years. I have an uncle that served 20, multiple brother and sisters in laws that have served in Iraq and currently are serving. And, you know, for me, it was part of life growing up. And so I got to witness, you know, during the war, when it first started in 2005, some of my classmates being called down to the office because their father or their mother passed away. And so I got to understand and have that fear of my father or me eventually getting a call like that, and to just be in that environment and be around that type of fear just made me want to give back to that community and be there for those kids as their fathers or their mentors and leaders leave the house, and they automatically have to become that role model in their home.
You know, it's you've done some video game things, and you've done football camps, and having been on an Armed Forces Entertainment tour, it really is the little things that make these guys feel special, isn't it? These guys and ladies.
Right, no doubt. It's hard. Like, those guys are like, they're kind of like us, you know. They're macho. They embody what everything is of a man, and it's hard to, like, do something for a guy like that, you know. And so what my foundation, Cumulative Advantage Foundation, we feel like if we celebrate with the kids, that's the best thing you can do, or lift the kid up. That's the best thing you could do for somebody, you know, for our soldiers and for these people serving our country.
Let's talk about your son, the football player. I asked you about it last week in the locker room, and you couldn't help but smile. Is your son following in your footsteps? Does he want to be a big-time football player?
He definitely does. He does. And I want him to be the best that he can be. But I more push him in school more than football. But he definitely has the skills to be a really good player. He plays running back at Providence. I'm going to have to work with him this offseason, even though I might have to chase him around a yard or something like that.
I was going to say, do you have some moves?
Hey, just running from me would be good enough.
Some quick hitters. Here we go to London, Jags. Do you own anything pink? I mean, you're wearing pink this month for October. I just was curious. Do you have anything in your closet that you'd pull out and say, no, at least today it's pink?
I got one pink polo shirt.
Okay. Do you wear it very often?
No. I was forced to wear it by my wife.
Okay. There you go.
Maybe Easter.
Enough said. Going to London, anything you look forward to? Any cuisine, any place you want to go after being over there a couple times? Being from Texas, they don't have a lot of barbecue there.
They don't have barbecue. They don't have a lot of steak places. I just like to walk around and tour. I'm looking forward to getting a win this time, I think, more than anything.
One win can do so much. Here's to getting one this week in London, Roy.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week on A Few Good Minutes.